everyone, and welcome to the Brick Built Podcast, your hub for LEGO information, rankings, and more.
I'm Mickey, and that's Ohm, and today we're going to be talking about possible Disney Parks 18-plus sets in the future.
And by 18-plus, we mean advanced ones, because the Disney Castle was 16-plus.
Oh. Just Disney Park-themed sets similar to the Disney Castle and the railroad and train.
How was your week?
It was good. It was, again, the same as everything. I've been prepping to go back to school.
Yeah, my week was okay. I did, knowing about this Disney episode, I watched the Imagineering Store on Disney Plus a couple of times. And researched a lot of the attractions at Disney World in Florida. And even though I'm only giving commentary, because Mickey knows a lot more about this than me.
Started a club.
Oh, you did?
Literally Imagineering Disney Parks.
We're not an extremely far distance, so we're able to go frequently, if we so wish, to Downtown Disney and such.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
You might have to cut this out, but we're literally just in the same county as Disneyland, so... And the county that Disneyland's in, it's called Orange County. It's not that big. It's relatively medium small sized, so everything is kind of not that far away from each other. You just have to go on a medium length drive of about half an hour to get really anywhere in the county.
Yeah, it's funny because it takes like half an hour to get to Disneyland and then like 45 minutes to an hour to actually get inside.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the parking and stuff. But it's great because you don't feel like you're missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just a feeling of magic as soon as you start seeing the dark green everything.
Just a note, at pretty much every time we say 2015, we mean 2016. Sorry.
In 2015, LEGO released the Disney Collectible Minifigure Series.
Yay.
Before that series, LEGO had a very different relationship where pretty much they only did licenses Disney owned and they just made sets out of them. With that series, they made minifigures and they touched back on some licenses that they haven't done or that they haven't done they hadn't done in a while at that point. They rebooted some old minifigures and we got the first official Mickey and Minnie Mouse minifigs.
I don't have either of those, Wyatt.
However, there are several key members of the cast missing. In 2019, LEGO released Disney Series 2. That filled out some more characters, like Chip and Dale.
Yay.
However, certain characters, like Goofy or Pluto, were still not there. However, going back in time a little bit, also in 2015, they put out the Disney Castle.
Big castle.
Tinkerbell, Mickey, Minnie, and I think Donald and Daisy in fancier clothes. This is the only way to get Tinkerbell, so she's kind of expensive. I knew someone who has it, and it's beautiful, but it was $350. It's a cross section of the castle. They just cut it in half, but it looks a lot like the real thing, and you can put your own figures in. And this was monumental because it's Disney Parks. It's something in the real world, so it's quite interesting.
This specific castle that was released is modeled after the Disney World Magic Kingdom's Cinderella Castle, or technically it could also be Tokyo Disneyland's Cinderella Castle, but oh well.
Have you been to Disney World?
I have never been to any Disney park outside of Disneyland, California, and Disney's California Adventure, which is kind of ironic because I'm like pretty big on that.
Yeah,
like less Disney fans than me have been to other parks. That's kind of funny, but my ultimate goal is to be able to go to every park, ride every ride. Some people, I don't know why, I'm not specifically talking about you. I'm not even talking about you. Some people think that in every Disney park around the world, there is just a copy of either Disneyland Park or Disney World's Magic Kingdom Park, and they think that in every single park, there is just a copy of that park. All the rides are the same. Everything's the same. That is 100% untrue. In every single Disney park that has a version of Pirates of the Caribbean, there is a different Pirates of the Caribbean.
What?
Yes. Let me break it down. Okay. Disneyland, California's Pirates of the Caribbean. The original, in my opinion, the best, except for maybe Shanghai, but we'll get back to that. It is the longest at nearly 11 or 12 minutes of length. It takes up one of, if not the largest, show building, which is, for everyone who doesn't know what that means, it's a building that houses a dark ride or a ride or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just means a big gray box. I love building big gray boxes to hide in my intricately themed dark ride in. Very fun. In Disney World did not originally open with Pirates of the Caribbean, and instead they had plans because they thought, oh, we're in Florida, that's too close to the Caribbean and everywhere where pirates live, so it's not going to be as interesting as in California. They were slightly wrong, which is kind of sad, because instead of having a Pirates of the Caribbean ride, they were planning to build a ride called the Western River Expedition, which would use the same, like, boat ride system as Pirates,
mm-hmm.
but would instead have you, like, go through a river and canyons and stuff in the Wild West, and then you'd be caught up in a stagecoach robbery, and then a group of bandits would, like, try and catch you, and then you'd, like, fall over a waterfall through a burning forest as they shot at you. That was going to be pretty cool. Very ambitious. It was actually planned for a very long time, but it was eventually canceled because people kept asking, where's the Pirates ride? Where's the Pirates ride? So then they built a much smaller version, and in my opinion, inferior to California's, that only the main difference between ours and Disney World's is the ending, like the town and everything is the same, but the very end with like the prisoners in the jail cells and the two pirates that are fighting each other across the path of the boats. That's not in Disney World's. And also, Disney World's only has one drop, and it's much shallower of an incline downwards because they can't go, they can't dig down as far because their water table is so high. They're in a swamp. And then also most of the entire beginning scene of Disneyland's Pirates with all the cool caves and then like all the skeleton pirates in their like cave lair is not in Disney World. Parts of it are, parts of it aren't, most of it isn't. And the beginning scene with like the bayou and stuff, not in Disney World. Next came Tokyo Disneyland's, which is like a weird mashup of both of them. It has the bayou scene of, it has the beginning scene of Disneyland's, but then like most of it is Disney World. Disneyland Paris is amazing. The best way I can describe the one in Disneyland Paris is it's Disneyland's, but backwards. Because the town scene and stuff comes first. And then the caves and everything are at the end.
Why did they re-engineer all these rides? Why couldn't they just copy and paste?
One thing you'll learn about Imagineers, they don't really like to copy and paste unless it costs... I don't know. They don't really like to copy and paste. At least they didn't. Now they kind of do, but oh well. Then came Hong Kong Disneyland. Did not get a Pirates ride. It was planned, canceled, planned again, canceled. Hopefully, they've been adding a lot of new versions of classic rides, so hopefully at some time they will add that. And then Shanghai Disneyland opened, and that was like nothing we've ever seen. Used a new ride system with a lot of magnets and cool underwater trickery. Used giant screens. Really cool. Encourage anyone who's listening to this to go look up a ride-through video of Shanghai Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean. Very nice. Yeah, they're all different. Same thing can kind of be said for the Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion here is the original. Haunted Mansion and Disney World in Tokyo are very close to each other. There's some slight differences. Haunted Mansion in Hong Kong Disneyland is not really that haunted. There's no ghosts or anything, but also very cool. For those of you who want to know what I'm talking about, it's called Mystic Manor. Very cool. So yeah, none of the parks are the same. They're all pretty different from each other.
What I'm getting from this is all the Disneylands, more or less, the basic Disneylands, more or less are exactly the same, except they're not. They're the same from a distant, they're the same concept, I would say. Yeah. They're all the same, and they all have the same intent and the same ride concepts, except for what they take out and add. But they're adjusted to make it unique for every, so every park follows the same template, I would say.
Yeah, every park has a main street entrance, a hub, central, like, plaza, a castle-type thing.
Well, not Hong Kong, I think.
Fantasyland, no, Hong Kong has a castle. They're actually building an enormous princess monstrosity.
Wait, which one doesn't have
Hubs? And then there's a Fantasyland, there's a Tomorrowland, an Adventureland. Some parks have Frontierland, some parks don't. The ones that I can think of are Disneyland Paris's version of Tomorrowland, which is called Discoveryland, and it's this really interesting steampunk type turd. And it's like what the European authors, writers, inventors, and such, like Jules Verne, H.G. Wells, people like those, what they would have thought the future would have looked like, instead of what we think the future is going to look like, which I think is a really interesting turn. Hong Kong Disneyland's version of Frontierland called, I think it's Grizzly Trail is what it's called. It's like themed to a similar, I would compare their version. It's more of like a land set somewhere near Yosemite / I don't know. It's a pretty cool land. It's a lot more greenery than desert. Than other versions of Frontierland are.
Where do you think they're going to do it next? The next Disneyland park.
The next Disneyland park, I'm wishing and I'm hoping for an Australia park.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because it's a huge market. It's pretty untapped. I actually remember a while ago, I don't know if I was even alive back then, but a while ago, they were actually like in negotiations to build a Disneyland there, but it fell through, and instead they built Hong Kong Disneyland, which I'm actually kind of happy that it fell through, because Hong Kong Disneyland, when it opened, was a starved park. It didn't have much to offer. There was one thrill ride. There were like five normal rides. There was not much to do there. But over the years, it's grown a lot. They added three new lands recently in the early 2010s.
Which land?
And now they're adding a Frozen land and one of the three Avengers lands. That's going to be
which
cool.
Which lands did they add in 2010?
In 2011, they added 2010 or 11, they added Toy Story Land. In 2012, they added Grizzly Gulch, their version of Frontierland. And in 2013, they added Mystic Point, which is similar to Adventureland in concept. And I actually kind of think of it as an extension of Adventureland. But it's separated from Adventureland by a bunch of barriers. So technically, it's not part of it. Home to another one of the greatest rides in Disney history, Mystic Manor. Again, that's go look great. It up. It's the version of the Haunted Mansion. So yeah. I'm hoping.
Are you at home? I am obsessed with Toy Story. It is the best franchise and best movie ever. And it's the movie I grew up on. So that's why I'm going nuts over this Toy Story Land, because I never had it here. I had Cars Land, which is great, but it's not Toy Story Land, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
I still wish they would make like an indoor Andy's Room ride. That's gigantic.
You should look up a ride through of, I think it's Tokyo, either Tokyo or Disney World, but in
Disney
Tokyo,
World.
I know for sure.
Disney World has it.
In Tokyo, when they go, the line and the loading area for their version of Toy Story Midway Mania, or Toy Story Mania, whatever it's called there. There's a bunch of different names. Is actually themed to, like, Andy's room, and the boarding area is right next to his bed or underneath his bed. One of those two. Oh, and that's pretty cool.
I know. Okay. So what we're going to do on this episode is we're going to talk like we just did about what we want to see them do with Disneyland and Lego. And Mickey's going to list off some 10 sets that he would like to see for display based off the Disneyland parks. And 3 play sets?
Yes. Okay. Let me elaborate on these. So I have formulated a list of 10 possible sets I think could actually be made based on display that I think would probably fit in the line that they're currently building up with the railroad and train station and the castle. I think, yeah. And then also in the summer 2020, probably fall 2020 now, but Lego Star Wars line, they're releasing a set called the Resistance ITS Transport. For those of you who don't know what it is and you're all like, why in the world did they make that a set? It's because it is a ship that is present in the Disney themed land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It's present there, and there's a the minifigures there are characters from the land. And so I have also formulated 3 play sets that I think could be made based on the fact that they're making this a set, that they could possibly make these sets after. Funny thing is, they're also all Star Wars themed, so that's interesting. They could add them to the Star Wars line. So I've made a list of 10 possible things. I've kind of put it in the order that I think it could be made, like the likeliness that it could be made, based on like my number one set is the one that I think could probably be made.
Let me just add one thing. This is just for the listeners at home. So Disney has released 2 Disney Parks based sets and 1 other advanced one based on Disney, not just Star Wars. That's the Mickey and Minnie Mouse set, which is coming out soon. But the Disney castle, which is the Cinderella castle, as I have recently learned from Disney World, and the Disney train station, which is also from Disneyland and Disney World.
This is actually really interesting. The Disney castle set is based on Disney World, and the Disney train station is technically based off of Disneyland. The train stations between the two are very different in design. So
they are?
That makes me more hopeful that they're going to do sets based on both of the different resorts. And here we go. So, starting with my number 10, we have Temple of the Forbidden Eye. I'm very sad that this was not made, because this would have been perfect for this year to replace the Mickey and Minnie set, because the 25th anniversary of Indiana Jones was actually this year, I think in March or April. And I think that this should have been the set that replaced Mickey and Minnie buildable figures, whatever, instead of that.
Well, they'll probably do Pirates of the Caribbean sometime soon, along with the Haunted Mansion, if they do that. Because if they go into classic rides or Peter Pan.
There's just different things that I can't really think of them building those specific. There's just specific aspects of rides that I think that they'll have to make to be able to make into a feasible set. So that's what I've been able to do with these. So for my number 10 set, 10th likeliest, it's getting less and less likely every day. And it's also kind of more of a play set, but there's also a big display factor. It is Temple of the Forbidden Eye, based off of Indiana Jones Adventure, Temple of the Forbidden Eye. Awesome ride in Disneyland. Very cool. And Tokyo Disney Sea. Awesome ride. The minifigures that I would want to be in this set would be a version of Indiana Jones, Sala, who's like your guide in this ride, and then 2 cast members. I would add some of the classic characters, but I can't really figure out which ones would best fit the set. I'm sure if they ever made the set, they would include some. Perhaps like a Mickey with like a very specific building thing where you could fit a fedora on his head, or a Donald where you could replace the like the sailor hat with a fedora.
Knowing Disney, I would have do that over actually over an actual cast member.
And is no, and then yeah, and then I would have two cast members, probably a male and a female, of, and they have this very specific uniform that matches Indies a lot. No whip, you know, but they have like their fedora and they're like khakis.
Is this whole only uniform. Disneyland?
This is based off of Disneyland
and DisneySea
and Tokyo DisneySea. One of the best theme parks in the world, but don't quote me on that. It's true. The ride system and near exact layout, there's some small alterations of this ride is replicated in Disney World, but the ride there is called Dinosaur, seems to time travel and dinosaurs try and eat you and stuff. Very cool. Kind of scary. But, yeah. So this set would come with the iconic temple entrance pyramid and a rotunda inside of the pyramid, which, if you don't know, this ride has an extensive near half mile line to be able to get to the actual ride, because the way that they place this is they wedge their entrance in between two of the biggest rides that take up the most space in the entire park.
Which are?
So they have this very narrow queue that is that doesn't feel narrow, but it actually is very narrow, that goes all the way to the edge of the park and underneath the railroad that goes around the entire park. So be able to get to where the building is, you can actually see the building that has the ride in it from outside of the park. That's kind of cool. You can see from the entrance. So this would come with the iconic temple pyramid. And it would also, and it's this very specific look, it's this very specific look of this, like, step pyramid with, a bunch of ladders and stuff on the outside. Very cool, in my opinion. And then it would also come with, inside there'd be a rotunda, which is also a very iconic feature that
and
comes with this giant.
Cut in half physically?
So it could be cut in half. I would prefer it to be opening in half with a hinge mechanism.
And what's the price estimate?
Price estimate of this. Well, I have another feature. So it would come with the temple entrance and the rotunda, but it would also come with something called an EMV, which is the ride vehicle. It's also known as the enhanced motion vehicle. It's essentially a simulator, which is what Star Tours is. It's a Star Tours simulator. But you remove the four walls around you and put it on a Jeep. And that is what an EMV is. So, and this would come probably with a stand, and it would be a minifigure scale or slightly above minifigure scale. The main chassis of the vehicle only moves. It moves very flatly. It doesn't really go up or down or anything. And the place where the people sit, which is up here, the place where the people sit is the only part of it that's actually moving like around and not just moving in a straight line around the main track. And it's really interesting if you're able to see it. For instance, this is a really technologically advanced ride, so it breaks down pretty often, and if you're ever lucky enough to be on the ride when it breaks down, you'll be able to I've heard some stories of people who are on the ride when it breaks down and they have to be evacuated off of it. They have to bring out this enormous ladder to be able to get you down, because it's the ride vehicle is so high up from the actual like path, and you don't realize it because you can't see over the ride vehicle, and it's pretty cool. So this would come with the temple entrance as an architectural piece, and then it would also come with a minifig scale or slightly larger minifig scale version of the ride vehicle, and that would be like on a UCS type stand. And I'm thinking that for some small play features, you could probably have some sort of gear on the stand that would be able to like move the Jeep the main Jeep covering like it is in the ride to be able to do some simulations. And then the other play feature would probably be some sort of rubble crumbling feature on the temple. We could, like, pull out a track door and some rubble would fall on people. That doesn't actually happen in the ride, but I just thought that that would be a pretty cool set where you have two main components, one that's similar to a UCS set and the other one that is more of a medium-scale play set. I would say price estimate $150 or $200 of this, probably for this, because I don't know. I don't have an exact... I'm just visualizing this in my mind, and I'm thinking...
Okay, you don't have to do prices.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not done prices for this.
Prices for you.
Ah, good.
I'm getting a... If you were to cut that in half, $250. If you don't cut it in half, it's going to be around $400.
Wow. Or that's more. A lot. Just a side note...
The higher end of things because it's Disney, and you look at Disney train station, the price is egregious for what you get.
Hmm.
The amount of stuff. It should be $200, not $300.
And another thing, the Jeep would not be that big. It would be minifig scale. And I'd say that the Jeep in real life is maybe maybe like 15 or 20 feet long and like 8 feet wide, so it's not as big as some people make it out to be. So I could see this Jeep perhaps, but it would probably be larger. I could see the Jeep being pretty sizable, but not as big as I think you're making it out to be.
Okay, and then how do they, when a Disney ride breaks down, do they actually have a guy come in and fix the ride with like a wrench and stuff, or do they have backups set up, or?
In certain cases, they have to shut down the ride and evacuate everyone, also known as an evac, where they evacuate people. And then they can't fix it immediately, and something is wrong with either the ride system, or, like, for instance, maybe one of the effects isn't working, and it's, like, stuck in the path of the ride vehicle.
Could then, it potentially be dangerous?
Yeah. Like, another thing, perhaps if someone, like, accidentally drops something out of the ride vehicle, they have a bunch of sensors along the path that would automatically stop the ride if something lands on that other than the ride vehicle. So that's another thing that they have. And there's also things that can be fixed pretty immediately where they just have, like, a backup protocol. And then there's things like animatronics that won't work, that normally they have a second option or a B mode. The main one that I can think of is in Rise of the Resistance, there's at the very end, there's a Kylo Ren animatronic. And if that isn't working, that's like one of the most advanced things in that ride. If that isn't working, then they just cover it up with some themed things that are there. And then there's a screen nearby that they can have Kylo, they have a film where they can have Kylo Ren being in a TIE fighter. And it would be the same interaction. He's just on the screen instead of being in the physical environment. So some things, they wait until they absolutely need to close it because it's an important ride, but some things just close, or some things they don't have to close because it's pretty immediately fixable.
Can I just ask one more question about Disneyland?
Yes.
Where do you get all this information? Because I would love to learn it.
I go there, and I ask people.
Oh, you ask ride people.
I watch the Imagineering story 5 times in a row and find all the hidden models of rides that they haven't announced yet.
Wait, what? Which ones are those?
You're gonna have to find them.
No, I just mean, no, because I won't know what rides have been announced and not. I'm not tuned in.
Well, I know in one episode particularly, They show a wide shot angle of the model of a model that they're working on of a land in Tokyo Disney Sea that they have announced, but not very much the details of the attractions. And this gives us the exact layout of everything, the exact size of the buildings that house the rides, and it even shows some of the ride vehicles. So,
all right, continue with your next one.
Now, moving on to my number 9 would be the Enchanted Walt Disney's
Enchanted Tiki Room.
One of, if not my favorite Disneyland attractions. Oh, Tiki Room. Oh.
I've never Bolt been there. Involved, so. I thought it was only the outside courtyard. I thought that was it.
Okay. So my version of the Tiki Room would include the 4 main parrots, macaws, whatever you want to call them, Jose, Michael, Pierre, Fritz, in their specific colors. They don't have to be like fancy or anything, but they should at least be the colors. And they would include the 3 of the tikis that are outside, Pele, Rongo, and Hinakulua. Hinakulua is the goddess of, I think, rain. Rongo is the dude with the kite, and he's the god of agriculture, and Pele is the goddess of fire. So,
I know all of this.
My description of this of this set would be a version of the Tiki Room. It could be either or, Disney World or Disneyland. Probably Disneyland, because I've never been to Disney World. I don't know their whole setup situation with that. But my version of the Tiki Room would be the Tiki Room with a removable roof, and inside there would be like all the benches for the guests, and there would also be above there'd be like little the bird cages and such, and all the stuff in the roof for the birds and the flowers and the tikis and such. And then outside there'd be a little courtyard area with a Dole Whip stand, because it had to be included because Dole Whip. And some possible play features would be perhaps a sound block that you push a button and it would play a small amount or a large amount, whatever, of the Tiki Room song. In the Tiki 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 Room, in the Tiki 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 Room. You could just do that and that'd be fine. And then I would have a gear that you could turn, and it would be connected to a bunch of axles and everything, and it would rotate the bird cages of the 4 main macaws. And then also maybe either connected to that gear system or another gear system would lower the boat, the canoes of flowers from the ceiling, which is a big part of the ride show, whatever. And there would also be some little like levers and gears that you could move outside that if you put the buildable tiki figures onto their like stands, you could like move them around and they would be like moving around like they are in the courtyard area in the actual Tiki Room. And I love the Tiki Room, and I thought this would be a pretty cool set. What do you think?
I hate to break it to you, but this set is not happening with music, unfortunately. This set will probably happen, but indie, I don't know. Lego hasn't been doing indie, but
I mean, it could open in 20. It could. This set could come out in 2023 because that would be the 60th anniversary.
They could definitely do that. My main thing with this set is with the music, it is not happening 100%, because the last time they did music in a standard system set was in the 90s, and it died.
I have a sound block. I have, like, 3 sound blocks from creator sets.
Creator sets have that?
Yeah.
Since when?
Like, one of them is a doorbell sound. Another one has, like, weird dogs barking.
I totally forgot about that. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Maybe they will do that. I don't know.
I don't know.
This set is a definite, this set, if Lego continues with the themes, even if Lego doesn't do rides, because the 2 that they've done aren't...
They're more of icons and, like, just buildings that are, like, symbols of the parks. This, I think, could actually really think could happen, because it seems very similar to what we've seen. It doesn't even have to have, like, all the crazy play features and everything. It could just be, like, a big building display feature, because it's a pretty sizable building. It makes a statement by its design that it, how it looks, that you're able to say, oh, look at that big building. It looks very cool and interesting. I think that would hopefully translate well into a Lego set.
Yeah. Good pick. Next.
Okay. Number 8. This one could technically be classified as a playset, but there's some certain things that I thought would be more suited to the Advanced Builder line. A version of Dokkan-Dar's Den of Antiquities from Galaxy's Edge. How can I describe this? It is a giant antique shop with a bunch of details, Easter eggs, everything in it. And I just think that if they were to build this in Lego form, they could add so much detail to it, and all these little, like, knickknacks and everything hanging on the walls and on the balcony and everything. I thought that this set, and Dokkan-Dar's Den of Antiquities, for those of you who don't know, it's a store in Galaxy's Edge, and it's essentially a big round room where the store area is on the first floor, and then on the second floor there's a ringed balcony that has a bunch of different items up there.
Can you
there's,
go
like,
up there?
The covenants up there.
Wait, can you go up there?
You cannot go up there.
Oh, okay, that's.
But funny. There's some pretty cool stuff. There's a giant Wampa up there, and I think that this would actually translate really well into Lego form. I thought that they could have some pretty cool details hidden in there.
When do you think? Well, how many times have you gone to Galaxy's Edge?
Let me count. At least 7 times, maybe.
Okay,
8,
I've only been there 9. Once and for half a day, so I haven't really got a chance to savor all the details. Like, I had no idea any of that was there, but that is. Yeah, I remember going in here, though I don't remember. I just remember seeing all the items for sale. But this is a good pick. I think it will happen if they do more Galaxy's Edge. So I think Savvy's Workshop might. See, this is a tough one because it's a very.
May I continue with my details?
Yeah.
Okay. So the minifigs would be a version of Dokkan-Dar, who is this hammerhead or a Thorian dude with a nice beard. Weird. I don't know. He's pretty cool.
And he's
the owner of the shop.
Where?
And very
well. See him anywhere or?
Actually, yes, in the store, he has this, like, hidden, like, podium area that's protected by, like, this metal roll-away cage type thing. And he's a really cool animatronic, and he, like, is just, like, working in his little desk. He has, like, an abacus behind him. And then it would also probably come, if they don't make a Savvy's Workshop, which they might, but they might not, I did not include it on my list. It would come with Savvy, because I think that this might be a good way to represent that kind of central area of stores. Just have some more representation. And then I hope it would come with 2 Batuu citizens, male and female. Those are just the cast members. They have very specific, like, hat, and there's a bunch of different variations on their uniform. So I think this could be really cool minifigures. And I would have a couple of light bricks situated around the store. One for the giant chandelier in there. And then the second one, they have a wall of holocrons in there. And I think it would be cool if you could have light coming from behind it so it looks like they're glowing. And that is what I think could be a pretty cool set if they keep continuing. But I think this would only be made, number one, if they make another Galaxy's Edge set, or if this is their second Galaxy's Edge set. Any commentary?
This is never, ever, ever getting made unless they do an entire Galaxy's Edge line. This is the least likely thing in Galaxy's Edge. Because, besides the restaurants, this is the least likely. They're not going to sell an item at a shop of the shop that item is in. Except for a Lego store. It's too meta. And
they're not going to sell it at the actual store.
But the, well, because Disney is selling the ITS Transport. They're going to be selling it.
Not at Galaxy's Edge.
I think so.
No, it's a Target exclusive.
What?
It's
but Disney has it on the website.
It's a retail exclusive.
Disney
it's not going to be in Galaxy's Edge. It's transported from Galaxy's Edge, which means it's not going to be there because it's transported to another location.
Yeah, but
yeah, Target just announced their like whole
website for pre-order.
Yeah, Lego, it's pre-order on Lego.com, but it's a Target that like Target just like announced some whole crazy Galaxy's Edge celebration line of merch and stuff, and the ITS was part of it.
I think it's gonna be. But yeah, I just because Savvy. First of all, I've never seen Savvy. Because I didn't get a chance to do the workshop experience.
Actually, he's not even in the workshop. But the thing is, he's not even in the workshop. He was actually apparently in the first concept art, and no one noticed it. He's this dude. He has some like goggles and like a reddish, pretty long beard. But he's not actually shown in there. But I think that's actually who Savvy is, and. I think that that would be a pretty cool minifigure to have, but
again, just this is the thing. First thing they do in Galaxy's Edge is they do a Rise of Resistance because it's the biggest thing right now. Then they're gonna do a Millennium Falcon set if they keep going with it.
I don't think they're gonna make an actual Millennium Falcon. I'll get back to this in my playsets. I'll get back to the playsets.
But and then they'll also do. I think a Savvy's workshop set. That will probably happen because, or a droid workshop set, because that's an experience you can actually have and then relive at home. Whereas a shop where you buy things,
it's just a very cool shop. A lot of detail and a lot of, I just think, like random things.
This is a good choice, but it's never gonna happen.
I know. I just. Thought that this would be a very cool set if they ever made more Galaxy's Edge sets. I don't know why, but I don't see them making a Savvy's Workshop set or Droid Depot is possible, but I don't think Savvy's Workshop is going to be made because, again, it's a store.
Alright, so, next.
Moving on to number 7. This one might make people want it to be higher. Mark Twain Riverboat. This one, if I think I'm correct, so the Mark Twain Riverboat is a paddle wheel steamboat that goes around the rivers of America in Disneyland. In other parks, it's known by different names, the Liberty Bell, don't quote me on that, in Disney World, I think. Yeah, we're gonna go with that. Okay, and it's this nice, very iconic boat, and it's a very iconic thing in Disney World, Disneyland. I'm showing you a picture of it on right now.
Yep, seen it.
Very iconic, in my opinion. This would come with two boat captains or cast members, a Daisy figure, Donald, and Mickey. Preferably Mickey in like a modern version of Steamboat Willie. I think that would be kind of cool. This one is much less likely since they just made Steamboat Willie.
But it could happen.
It still could happen. Because I think it's kind of different enough that it could happen, but
it fits the mold, right? With the train station and the castle, it fits the mold of what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm. And then just like as a small play feature, there'd probably be hidden wheels underneath the boat and it would turn the rear paddle wheels. Just like a side thing. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I have no memory of going on here. I always thought it was just a thing you could go on and look at, but I didn't think it actually worked.
Oh, yep.
Not in my image of quintessential Disneyland, I have no happy memories or memories whatsoever associated with it. I have a lot more in Toontown, in that vicinity from when I was really little. But I have to say, I would much rather have a Toontown set. That'll probably never get made because no one's gonna buy it. Only the toddlers, and they might as well make a Duplo set. But this probably will happen at some point. It fits the mold. And as you said, it's quintessential. It fits the mold of what they've been doing. Probably more than anything else to see on your list.
Oh, yeah. And it's an opening day attraction, unlike the other ones that I've mentioned so far.
Yeah. So it really fits with what LEGO's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Logically, it should be the next one.
There's some other ones that I think are going to be the next one.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Brickbuilt Podcast.
If you want to help us continue with the show, please rate us on whatever podcasting platform you're using. It really helps. Also, please subscribe to our show so that it can be one of the first to know when we have a new show up.
Also, please subscribe to our show so you can be one of the... Check us out on Google Podcasts. Okay. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just ask your smart home to play the Brickbuilt Podcast.
Make sure to spread the word.
Thanks for listening, and have a great time in... The tiki 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 room. Tiki 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 tiki. Thanks, everybody. We really enjoyed this episode. And we'll probably do more with Disney later.
You lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too. All together in the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing bird and the flowers croon. In the tiki tiki tiki.